She was in great despair. He ran to her and they embraced. "I'm with you, no matter what," he told her. The events that followed were tragic. There was another intense bout with tuberculosis. The doctor suggested they never have children, so they didn't. But they told us that they have ministered with literally hundreds of kids in choir programs and in the Ministry of Christian Education, as God has used them at the First Baptist Church of Pomona, California. Today, she ministers as she never could have ministered if it hadn't been for the blows of having to wait and stay quiet and believe in the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. She cast away fear. She released its grip as she faced it head on in God's strong power. I'm honestly afraid that some of you reading this book will miss the best things God has planned for you by running instead of trusting when you are afraid. Here is a practical way for you to handle your fears. Number one, as they occur, admit them. Say, "I am fearful of," and identify it. Nothing is ever conquered until it is openly and clearly identified. Number two, as you admit them, commit them to God. Be very practical here. Spell out your decision to rest your case with Him. Be specific. Verbally declare yourself. Turn that steel grip over to God. Tell Him it's His to handle. Number three, as you commit your fears to God, release them. God says, "I've heard. I'll take the fear." In another psalm, David said, "Cast your burden upon the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken." Psalm 55:22. Number four, stand firm. In God's almighty, invincible strength, consciously refuse to retreat. God honors that kind of faith. Many years ago, my sister Lucille, who is 2 years older than I, was a field representative for the college she graduated from in Texas. Her major responsibility was to acquaint young women with the college and to encourage them to attend, ideally to recruit them. It was a good job, with one serious drawback. She was required to drive many miles alone. As a single woman, she couldn't be too careful. While on a lengthy recruitment trip 1 week, she noticed in her rearview mirror that she was being followed by a man alone in his car. Attempts to ditch him proved futile. Since it was about dusk, she was hesitant to press on to the next city. Fear seized her as she imagined being forced over on the side of the road by the stranger. She decided to pull in at the nearest motel and guarantee a greater measure of security behind a locked door. As she registered, she saw the man about half a block away, waiting. Blinded by panic and sick with fear, she hurriedly carried her things into the small motel room and immediately bolted the door and snapped the chain into the slot. Tears of horror filled her eyes as she heard his car pull up outside her room. She decided right then to admit her vulnerability to God, to declare her fear, her panic, her insecure feelings. She forced herself to carry on. She needed a shower and a good night's sleep, but the thought of a possible middle-of-the-night attack robbed her of any semblance of inner peace. What could she do? Just as she was at the point of emotional distraction, Lucy turned and glanced at the top of the dresser. To her amazement, someone had written these words and slipped them under the glass on top. "Come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Signed, Jesus. An incredible surge of strength swept through her. The intimidating dread of an attack was gone. Christ confidence replaced panic. Assurance of God's presence suddenly became a very present reality as she released herself into His everlasting arms. She told me later that she slept like a baby all night long, and there was not even a hint of trouble. Knowing her, she probably sang herself to sleep. The fierce grip of panic need not immobilize you. God knows no limitation when it comes to deliverance. Admit your fear. Commit it to Him. Dump the pressure on Him. He can handle it. Ask Susan or Lucille. Either one will tell you how marvelous it is to experience freedom from fear.